Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. I'm the supervisor here at the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Troy Denton. I just got my visa. You had two orders from me, and I called that gal up and said I didn't order them, and she canceled them.
All right, let me see. Verify your shipping address for me, please.
3602 Chandler Lane, Deer Park, Texas, 77536, Troy Denton. And I, on my visa today, I had about two $80 orders that I didn't order from you people, so she canceled them for me.
Uh-huh. All right, I do see here we had our Alpha Boost and our Enhance. Looks like your account has been canceled.
Yeah, and I didn't order either one of them, and I haven't received either one of them.
All right. You say you haven't received anything? You didn't receive the trial or nothing like that?
Nope, and I didn't order either one of them.
Well, you remember ordering like dietary product or meal testosterone boost, anything like that?
Nope. So what she did, she canceled both of them, she told me, and then she transferred me over to you. One of them was on the April the 19th, and the other one was on the 18th. Yeah, I told her.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. She said she would cancel them out, so I'm hoping to get off of my visa charge thing because I didn't order either one of them.
All right. Well, do you remember paying $497, $597 or anything like that for a star trial? Do you maybe think anybody in your household maybe ordered this product?
Nope.
All right. Well, if you are claiming fraud for this, what we do here in the fraud department, we do have to put it under a fraud investigation, whereas though we do contact the local authorities, provide them with the address, provide them with the IP address that is on the account, just so they can verify where the actual product was ordered from. During that actual fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. Now, if you don't want to actually go through that fraudulent processor, we do offer a customer courtesy refund.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up my Visa here and tell them it's fraud and let them handle it, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. I hate for you to do that because we do handle the fraudulent process ourselves. And just when you do call your bank, they're going to call us to verify the information. They're just going to call us to verify the address, the name, the email, the phone number, to get all the information just to verify it's a fraudulent charge. And by law, we do have to provide them with that information. Once we provide them with all the information, it wouldn't look like a fraudulent charge because the information would be on there, so it would just come back to us as a chargeback. That's why we handle the process ourselves to help you not lose money that you're actually trying to get back. That's why we have the fraud process. If you don't want to go through the fraud process, we offer a 50% refund.
I'll tell you what, I'm fixing to call my Visa. I'm with USAA, and they got a fraud thing down there, so I'll let them handle it, okay?
All right, so you don't want to go through our fraud process to try to get your money back?
Yeah, well, she told me she took it off and canceled it.
No, okay, the cancellation stops all future charges, sir. That wasn't canceled. The charge is already there. The charges here was on April the 18th. So that's a whole month ago. So it wouldn't cancel that charge. It just cancels you from receiving any other further charges. Now, if you're saying you didn't order their product, sir, that's why we provide you with the fraudulent process to help you out, to help so you won't get charged again, nothing like that, so nobody won't steal your card information to order any product like this again for you.
Yeah, but you fixed and charged me, so I'm going to call up my Visa.
No, sir, we don't charge you any further.
I ain't going to pay nothing. I ain't going to take no 50%.
I'm not telling you to take 50%, sir. I'm asking you which one you want to do. I'm not saying we're going to charge you. I'm telling you we can provide you with a 50% refund, or we can go through the fraud process to help you to stop bringing charge for that to get a full refund.
No, I better have a 100% refund. When I get through with Visa, they will get me a 100% refund.
That's what the fraud process is for. That's what I was trying to explain to you, sir.
Yeah, but you were only going to give me 50% back.
No, I did not say that, sir. I said we offer you a 50% refund if you don't want to go through the fraud process. It's two choices. Either the fraud process or the 50% refund.
Okay. So if I go through the fraud process, what happens? How much is it going to cost?
We contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address on the account just so they can verify where the actual product was ordered from. During that fraud process, sir, they prosecute for fraud or fraud charges for whoever ordered the product.
Okay.
The fraud process doesn't take that long, sir.
Anyway, I want it canceled because I didn't order it, and it's fraud.
All right, so you want to go through that fraud process, sir?
Yep.
All right, provide me a few seconds, please. All right, sir, while the fraud process is going on, sir, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to cancel. Well, the account's already canceled, so you won't receive any more charges. I'm going to issue you a full refund, sir. It does take 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yeah, okay, yeah. As long as it gets canceled, that's what I want.
No problem, sir. Well, if that's all I can do for you today,
yeah,
I do thank you for calling customer support. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you, man.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support.